这位恶少说说又回复我了啊。
This scoundrel is replying to me again.
说中国古代有那么多自然科学成就。
It's said that ancient China has made so many achievements in natural sciences.
你为什么就绝口不提？
问题。
Why don't you ever bring up the issue?
我们的自然科学成就有啊。
Our achievements in natural sciences are amazing.
你绝口不提啊。
You never mention it.
你怪谁呢？
你。
Who are you blaming?
那条发的太多逻辑谬误了，我。
Your statement contains too many logical fallacies.
接下来一条一条的拆解。
I will break it down one by one.
建议你们 MCN 机构啊。
I suggest that you and CN agencies.
这个松子团队换个好点的写手。
Hey, you guys from the Pine Nut team. How about using a better collaboration tool?
随便百度了一下。
I just did a quick search on Baidu.
我们集团旗下签了2000个你这样的博主，流水线作业。
Your company has signed 2,000 contracts with people like you for mainstream water line operations.
什么话题有流量就蹭什么话题。
What topic has traffic? Just follow it.
当然了，你。
Of course.
你现在讲的这个话题。
The topic you are talking about now.
大家都喜欢听。
Everyone likes to listen.
因为有情绪嘛。
Because of emotions.
但是希望你们不要搞举报这套东西。
But I hope you don't use this reporting system.
好歹你也是个男的，讲道理就讲道理。
At least you're a man, so you should be able to speak reason.
我看完之后啊。
After I finished watching it.
觉得你很奇怪。
I think you're acting weird.
因为我从来没有说过中国古代没有科学成果。
Because I have never said that ancient China had no scientific achievements.
真正的问题是什么呢？
What's the real problem?
是中国古代没有建立起现代自然科学体系。
China did not establish a modern natural science system in ancient times.
这是两个完全不同的问题。
These are two completely different countries.
很多人一提科学就开始背四大发明。
Many people mention the four great inventions when they talk about science.
没错。
Right.
这些都是伟大的发明。
These are all great inventions.
九章算术很厉害。
Nine Zhang is very good at arithmetic.
张衡很厉害。
Peng Heng was very talented.
李时珍很厉害。
Li Shizhen was very talented.
中国古代天文观测记录是
Ancient Chinese astronomical observations.
政治领先世界。
Even leading the world.
这些我都承认。
I admit all of these.
因为这些是事实。
Because these are facts.
但是我今天想问你。
But today I want to ask you.
今天全世界中学生学的生物化学。
Today high school students around the world are learning biochemistry.
物理数学。
Physics and mathematics.
这些学科的核心框架来自哪里？力学是谁建立的？
Where does the core framework of these subjects come from? Who established it?
牛顿，电磁学是谁建立的？
Who established Newton's electromagnetism?
麦克斯韦，化学是谁建立的？
Who established Maxwell chemistry?
拉瓦锡，进化论是谁提出来的？
Who proposed the Lavoisier theory?
达尔文，遗传学是谁建立的？
Who established Darwin's genetics?
孟德尔，元素周期表是谁整理的？
Who compiled the Mendeleev periodic table?
门捷列夫。
Mendeleev.
你随便翻开一本中学教材。
Just flip through any middle school textbook.
里面充满了这些名字。
It is full of these names.
甚至还有马老师和恩老师。为什么呢？
Why are there also Mr. Mar and Mr. N?
因为现代科学比拼的不是谁发明过东西。
Because modern science is not about who invented something.
而是谁发现了自然规律。
Who discovered natural laws?
谁建立了理论体系。
Who established the theoretical system?
谁能够通过实验反复验证。
Who can repeatedly verify through experiments?
谁能够让后人站在自己的肩膀上继续前进。
Who can enable future generations to stand on their shoulders and continue to progress?
这才叫现代科学。
This is what modern science is.
中国古代最伟大的地方是什么？
What is the most important place in ancient China?
是经验。
Is it experience?
技术。
Technology?
工匠文明，是能够把技术做到极致。
Craftsmanship, civilization, is the ability to achieve the highest level of technology.
但欧洲近代最伟大的突破是什么呢？
What is the greatest breakthrough in modern Europe?
是从经验走向理论。
From experience to theory.
从我知道怎么做。
From knowing how to do.
变成我知道为什么这样。从变成我知道为什么这样做。
From two.
这是两个层次。
This is two levels.
所以
So,
我真正感兴趣的问题从来不是中国古代有没有科学成果。
The question I'm truly interested in is whether ancient China had scientific achievements.
当然
Of course.
有，我感兴趣的是
What I'm interested in is...
为什么发明火药的中国没有发展出弹道学？
Why didn't China, which invented gunpowder, develop ballistics?
为什么长期观测天象的中国没有产生牛顿力学？
Why didn't China, which has a long history of observing celestial phenomena, produce Newtonian mechanics?
为什么拥有九章算术的中国没有发展出微积分？
Why didn't China develop calculus when it had the nine chapters on arithmetic?
为什么工业革命、科学革命最终发生在欧洲？
Why did the Industrial Revolution and the Scientific Revolution eventually occur in Europe?
而不是发生在当时同样强大的东方，这才是值得思考的问题。
Instead, the question is worth considering. Why did the powerful Eastern civilization not achieve the same level of development as it did at that time?
如果一提科学就被四大发明。
If you mention science, you will be reminded of the four great inventions.
一提历史就被朝代顺序。
Just mention history, and people immediately think of the order of dynasties.
那我们得到的不是自信。
Then we don't get confidence.
而是一种拒绝思考的安慰。
And it's a placebo that denies thinking.
即真正的自信不是证明祖先什么都领先。
True confidence is not about proving that ancestors are superior.
而是敢于面对历史上我们领先过什么。
Instead, they dared to face what we had led in history.
我们错过了什么。
What did we miss?
因为只有知道错过了什么。
Because only knowing what was missed.
今天才知道应该追赶什么。
I just realized what I should be pursuing.